more funerals in Baghdad, hours after the latest suicide bombing. This was one of the biggest attacks in weeks, a reminder of the dangers people here still face every day. But most Iraqis are slowly escaping the chaos of recent years. This match took place a few days ago in what used to be one of the most violent parts of the capital. US and Iraqi commanders say that almost everywhere, security is better.
If you come back one day to the next, you can see a small change in a given area. If not, come back a week later, you're guaranteed to see a change, and it's all about improvement right now.
12,000 Americans will be leaving Iraq this year. The plan is to pull out another 80,000 in 2010, if conditions continue to improve. But there are still doubts about whether Iraqi soldiers will be able to fill the gap.
2 years ago, there were 25 attacks a day in this area of Baghdad. Now that's down to about one a day on average. The Iraqi security forces are much more capable, much more confident, but they still operate with a lot of American support.
When the US military leaves, violence could easily flare up again. President Obama may be shifting his focus away from here and towards Afghanistan, but every attack shows just how elusive stability could be. Mike Sargent, BBC News, Baghdad.